Brilliance Audio presents Storyworthy. Engage, teach, persuade, and change your life through the power of storytelling. By Matthew Dix. Foreword written by Dan Kennedy. Performed by Matthew Dix and John Glushevich. Dedication. For George Dawes Green, who built the stage, Dan Kennedy, who first inspired me to speak my truth, and Catherine Burns, who convinced me that the stage is where I belong. Foreword. In early 2000, I got on stage, I told a story at this thing called The Moth, and something in my heart and head felt better. I remember talking about my biggest screw-ups, about some childhood dreams that hadn't come to pass, and about how my attempts to pursue them at half steam were clumsy and ill-fated. The story I told that night, about going to Austin to become a singer-songwriter and discovering the hard way that I wasn't prepared or particularly good at songwriting, felt like the most deflating stuff any of us go through in personal defeats. Up to the moment I stepped on stage at The Moth that night, my life felt as if the stain of failure had been on me since about age 20. But when I opened up my mouth and shared a story about the details of that trip to Austin, the crowd laughed, which made me smile through the bundle of nerves I was that night, and somehow made me feel like maybe, just maybe, everything would be okay in this life. If I can recommend storytelling to you for any reason at all, it would be that storytelling helps you realize that the biggest, scariest, most painful or regretful things in your head get small and surmountable when you share them with 2 or 3 or 20 or 3,000 people. The other reason I can recommend storytelling and learning about it with the book you're holding is that we're all disappearing. You, me, everyone we know and love. A little heavy for a foreword, maybe, but when you tell stories, you do yourself a kind of favor by taking a moment to write your name in the wet cement of life before you head to whatever is next. This is a much more selfless act than conventional wisdom would have you believe. It's a little like leaving a note in the logbook on the trail that others will be hiking after you, a note that might give the next hiker a clue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?